Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1240. Meal Prep 101, Making Containers Fun Again, by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday, and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Meal Prep 101, Making Containers Fun Again, by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. Your meal prep mindset. Every once in a while, I hear mudslung at meal prep. It's accused variously of being restrictive or overly rigid. To quote Bob Basso, if meal prep feels that way to you, you're not doing it right. But a few clarifications first. Healing a dysfunctional relationship with food. My disclaimer for all of my nutrition clients, in person or online, is that our commercial diets, foods we eat at restaurants or out of packages, are incredibly oversaturated with sugar. If packaged or pre-prepared food has made up the bulk of your diet for years, it is at first difficult to remember the authentic flavors and textures of more simple foods. In other words, if you make a dramatic change to try to eat more healthfully, you are, at first, going to feel deprived. Foods may taste plain and bland for a little while. Part of the process of eating healthier is retraining the taste buds, and it is not an overnight process. Your very first step in sticking with your new routines is to be realistic about this and to develop a mindset that is oriented around persistence. Be gentle with yourself and make modifications as needed, but also be consistent in testing the edge of your palate's comfort zone. I remember the first time I tried Ezekiel bread, back when I was not eating so healthfully. My partner still makes fun of me for the face I made. You'll be surprised to find that, within weeks, you'll be enjoying food more and easily going without the high-octane flavors of commercial additives. That being said, meal prep should not be a miserable experience. From my experience of meal prepping consistently for over 5 years, I can confidently say that the weekly chunk of time that I spend in the kitchen isn't necessarily fun, but it's not bad either. The same goes for the food itself. Does it feel like I'm sitting down to a Michelin-starred plate every time I eat? No, but that's not what it's about. If you have struggled to make meal prep part of your regular weekly routine, or if you have dutifully choked down the resulting meals that didn't turn out so great, please know that there is hope. It can be better. In fact, it can be great. And it's worth it to improve your cooking skills and expand your recipe repertoire so that you can enjoy the health and lifestyle benefits of meal prep. Here's why. The benefits of meal prep. It saves time and mental energy planning food. Instead of having to stir up the creativity juices every single night, you only have to do it once a week. It also ensures that your diet is well balanced. By looking at the big picture, you can easily tell whether you're getting enough fruit and vegetables. It also provides automatic portion control. By packaging the food separately in portion-sized containers, you don't have to stop yourself from getting a second helping. It may also make tracking unnecessary. If you are calorie counting to lose weight, eating on a meal plan created by Meal Prep can reduce the need to track every meal because everything is planned in advance. It may also mean less takeout and more high-quality food. Because let's face it, we always do what is easiest, especially at night. Having food prepared at home means that you'll make better decisions when you're on autopilot. And it also provides you with a sense of self-efficacy. This is very important. Cooking has been relegated to a complicated and lost art that only a few have mastered. The reality is that you can be your own personal chef with just a few simple skills. It can also help with allergies and food intolerances. If you have a sneaking suspicion that dairy or another ingredient is bothering you, Meal Prep allows you to control your grocery shopping and your daily meals with more scientific accuracy. So, are you ready to try your own meal prep experiment? Well, listen on to my top 5 tips. Tips for meal prep. Tip 1, buy containers. It's so simple that it almost seems ludicrous, but the first step to meal prep is to make sure that you have the right number of individual portion-sized containers. I use glass Duralex containers and I love them. Tip 2, be consistent with the day or days that you grocery shop and cook. For us, we cook midweek because we do not like cooking on weekends. Once you build your kitchen skills, the entire task can be done quite quickly in under 2 hours. Pick the day or days that you will tackle shopping and meal prep and stick with it for a few weeks to experiment. Then change the day or days if you need to. Tip 3, only meal prep foods that either reheat well or taste fine cold. When it comes to fish, I only meal prep cold dishes like my Greek salmon quinoa salad. Chicken really needs a friend like salsa or a sauce. Meatballs and other types of meat patties are rock stars. Fusilli reheats better than spaghetti. Soups are always champs. Tip 4, treat yourself a couple times a week. A couple of times a week, go to a restaurant and take a break from your prepped meals. A little variety helps grease the wheels of adherence to a new habit. And finally, tip 5, make food that everyone will love. Meal prep will work for your family if you make it work for the whole family. I caution against making your own meals while your family gets something else. You will burn out. If you have kids, try foods with interchangeable ingredients, like nachos, tacos, or pasta with toppings. Keep in mind that there are age-appropriate tasks for kids too. One of my clients gave her 14-year-old son one meal per week to cook, and he has thrived on the responsibility. You just listened to the post titled Meal Prep 101, Making Containers Fun Again by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'm a huge fan of the tips Rachel provided. Last week, I mentioned that when I was younger, I used to hate leftovers. This, unintentionally, led to me wasting quite a bit of food. But since then, my taste buds have changed. It does happen. I found that there are actually certain leftovers I like. Curries, for example. With curry dishes, by letting it sit in the fridge for a day or two, it seems to help the flavors become even richer. For foods that I don't prefer to eat as leftovers, like steamed broccoli, for example, I'm a bit more careful about making the right portions to begin with to avoid wastage. Now, there are a couple of other things that I found really helpful. One is to definitely use clear glass containers, just as Rachel said. Why clear? Well, because it helps you see what's inside your containers. It reminds you, oh yeah, I have food left over that I need to finish. And by placing these foods in plain sight, think middle of your fridge, right on the shelf, it'll remind you to eat them too. Now, something else that I found helpful, especially when it comes to getting motivated to meal plan and actually cook, is to watch cooking shows. I've realized that when I watch baking shows, I find myself wanting to raid my cupboards for something sweet to eat, even if I'm not really hungry. Just watching those shows makes me crave those foods. Well, I found a way to use cooking shows to my advantage. So I found I really like watching cooking competitions. So instead of watching baking competitions, I'll watch Chopped or Beat Bobby Flay, for example. When I'm not in the mood to plan my meals or cook, I found that these shows will inspire me. I find I want to get up and cook something, or at the very least, plan a future meal based on something I saw on the show. Try it out and see if it works for you too. Just be careful about watching too many of those baking shows, especially. All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend and a wonderful holiday weekend if you're in the States. And I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.